hope is one of the most important things that we need in life. Without hope, what's the point of getting out of bed and facing the new day? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. Have you ever had one of those days where every joint in your body aches? It's almost as though your bones have dried out and they're creaky. And the last thing you feel like doing is getting out there and living life to the full. It doesn't just happen to us physically either. It can feel like that deep in your soul as well. It's like life is just a valley full of dry old bones. No hope, no future, just dry and empty. So here's something that might just breathe new life into those dry old bones. The word used for the Holy Spirit throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New, means breath. It's this sense of moving air. And time again, we see God's Spirit breathing new life into things that should never live again. Ezekiel chapter 27, verses 5 and 6. This is what the Lord God says to you. I will cause breath to come into you, and you will come to life. I'll put sinews and muscles on you, and I'll cover you with skin. Then I will put breath in you, and you'll come back to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord God. I can look back on times when my life felt like that valley full of dry old bones, and yet each and every time, God sent His Spirit to breathe new life into me. That's how it is. That's how I come to be with you here today. This is what the Lord God says to you. I will cause breath to come into you, and you will come to life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. One of the most powerful ways that God breathes new life into us is through His word. That's why it's vital to be a man or a woman of God's word. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free, so stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.